After nearly 18 years on the force, Lieutenant Dave Parker is retiring from the Anchorage Police Department. Today is his last day. Lieutenant Parker has been the public information officer for APD for the past 4 years and was a detective before that. He is also a member of the clergy. He says being a cop is like being a pastor. It's a helping profession.
So I was ultimately drawn into crimes against children and sexual assault world, where you have victims who need help, and often they're not believed. And so we have to do what we can to help those people through that particular thing, but to stop the perpetrators before they make more victims.
How unusual is it for the department PIO, the department spokesman, to also be an officer?
Well, there are two models there. And we've bounced back and forth. As we go forward, I think we're going to draw someone in from the media to replace me. However, here's the dilemma that a chief of police has. Do you take an officer and try to teach them to be a public information officer, or do you take someone from the media and try to teach them to be a cop? So at least give them an understanding how the police system works. That's always an issue and a difficult thing. For me, they kind of hit on a person who already had some experience in public speaking and that sort of thing, but also a lot of police experience from my detective work and some patrol experience. I didn't have as much patrol experience as some people. It just seemed to click. And every PIO is going to have to work out their own methodology of dealing with the populace, dealing with media, dealing with police officers. We'll see how it all works out, but I'm sure they'll find somebody even better than me.
I'm sure there are probably many, but what stands out from your 18 years or nearly 18 years with APD? What will you remember the most?
I'll probably remember a lot of the fun times and a lot of the tragic times. You know, when you stand with a parent whose child has been molested, or you go through a court process with a parent whose child has been murdered, it's hard. You carry that with you. You carry that home. But at the same time, you feel as though you've been able to seek some justice for this child who's been molested, who then can grow up knowing that somebody cared enough to believe me and to go out and do something about it. Even if we can't get the bad guy, which we can't every time because we have to operate by certain laws and rules. Even if we can't get the bad guy every time, that child knows that somebody believed me and cared enough to try to do something about it. So those things kind of go with me. Some of the fun times, some of the absolute zaniest things happen to us in police work. It's just absolutely crazy. Things that you look at, you see, you couldn't make this stuff up.
As you depart the Anchorage Police Department, what concerns you the most about the future of law enforcement in Alaska's largest city?
Law enforcement is guided by rules and regulations, internal rules, external rules, but it is also an art. Just like medicine is an art and a science, so law enforcement is also an art. The further we get into this litigious society, the less it becomes an art and the more it becomes simply something that is written down.
Well, thank you so much for all your years of service to all of us here in Anchorage, and good luck on your future plans.
I appreciate it. And I truly appreciate the work that you and the media do. I tell folks, I've lived in two countries around the world where the media was not free, and they had no freedom of speech, and the media was under the control of the government, and that to me is a huge danger. It's frightening when people just accept the party line, when people don't ask the hard questions, when people don't push for the truth. That's your job, and that's my job as a police officer, to find the truth, and your job is to publicize it. So have at it.
Well, thank you, Lieutenant.
All right.
That was Lieutenant Dave Parker of the Anchorage Police Department. Lieutenant Parker is retiring today after nearly 18 years on the force.